And if today's program has encouraged you to become the person God intends you to be, we'd love to hear from you. Tomorrow on In Touch, we continue building our confidence to pray boldly. I hope you'll join us Thursday for In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley. This program is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia, and remains on this station through the grace of God and your faithful prayers and gifts.
Greater than all, you're And the phone number to reach us this morning during prayer and share is the same number, David. We have not changed our numbers.
We have not. And that number is 772-221-1100.
I want to thank Benjamin from Port St. Lucie, has made a donation of $50 by check. Thank you, Ben, for that donation, and that is going to go into the matching funds. We do have matching funds right now because of our partnership with a couple great ministries, Families Recover, and also CareNet, Pregnancy Center of the Treasure Coast, CareNet of the Treasure Coast, great ministries, and their partnership with us enables us to offer some matching funds first thing this morning. And so give us a shout. Your gift of any amount is going to be a blessing. And so right now you can catch us as we have open phone lines. So that would be
great. Right. That's right.
We also have a donation coming in from William and Sandra from Palm City. Thank you very much, William and Sandra, with a $50 donation that has come in by check from the mail. And we do have a donation coming in from Joyce. And Joyce is from Royal Palm Beach. Thank you so much for that $100 donation by check. We're going to add those in. Again, the phone number is open.
It is, and that number is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
We will go to another song at this time, and we are looking to mix some additional programming in today as we move along with prayer and share. We do preempt some programs and looking to include others normally during this time. Dad Up would be on. Yesterday we were blessed to have Seamus Gordon as well as Charles with us. That was great having them share with us as a part really during the time of their program. And they'll be coming back in a few days to be with us again as we're moving through our days of prayer and share.
Nothing matters.
And that, of course, was C.C. Winans. And that song is entitled All That I Need. And so we are glad you're listening with us, joining us today. This is Prayer and Share. This is when we come to you and take up our offering to cover the next 6 months of operations. Many of you have been sending in your donations, sending in your response card. But David, it is possible for someone to make a pledge as well. Mm-hmm. So just explain a pledge. Someone may say, well, what does it mean to make a pledge and how could I do that?
Pledge is a commitment to send us a certain amount of money as God puts it on your heart. When you tell us now you want to do that, but you don't actually have the money in your hands. So you just say, we'll call it in and you say, I want to make a pledge of X number of dollars. And we'll send you a letter thanking you for that and a return envelope. So when you can, when that money finally comes into your possession, then you send it in to us. And we won't be following up with you, right. You know, chasing you down. It's really, really between you and God. And we're going to join you in this faith journey and trusting God for that.
And during this this hour, actually, we have an hour here that is going to move along from, what is it, about a quarter till nine at this point. Well, I guess we could actually sneak a program in at nine. We could do that. But we do need to stay focused on the fundraising mm-hmm. because we do have a matching fund challenge right now that we need to fully match up by 11 o'clock. And so we don't really have that much time between now and 11. It's going on 9, so we have a few hours here. But we are going to be mixing programming in, so I want you to know the phone lines are open. And we currently have $2,020 remaining in that matching fund. So once that $2,020 has come in, we will be able to add in to our income that we are counting here this morning, that additional $2,500. It was $2,520 that started the morning. And yesterday we had a couple of our business partners that started the morning out with the matching fund. Today we have two of our ministry partners from mm-hmm. their relationship with the station bringing in a matching fund for the morning. And so every dollar you give right now is going to get matched up. You'll be a partner with those ministries who are partners with us because we have a great family. This is a great missional tool to reach people that may be struggling. And we know that many people do listen to radio, Christian radio, when they're struggling, and God gives them what they need. God ministers to their needs, and often we are not even aware of that, David. We don't even know what's going on. But God knows what's going on. God knows how to direct his word and direct people to the different programs. And yesterday, you know, we had the plumber telling us that Every program, he said, I listen, I'm working, I'm listening, I'm at home, I'm listening, mm-hmm. I'm in my truck, I'm listening, because God speaks to me through these different programs. And so we have many people that testify to that and the goodness of the Lord. So we want to thank you for being a partner with us. Edward and Patty from Indiantown have sent in a check for $100. And so thank you so much, Edward and Patty. We're going to add that in. That's part of our matching funds that's coming in this morning. And so your gift right now is going to get added. It'll get doubled up. And so you'll be a partner with someone else and release an additional. Every dollar you give, you'll release another dollar. So it's a great time to make your donations. 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And we will be coming back after this next song as we look forward to moving along through this week and give you an opportunity to call in praise reports, prayer requests, and also your donations.
I know a name that can silence roaring waves. I know a name that can empty out a grave. I know a name. It's the the only name that saves, and it's worthy of all praise. I call you Jesus, I call you healer, risen and reigning in power. Something comes out of the grave every time I call you Jesus. Something comes out of the grave every time I call your name. I have a key with dominion over death. He holds the key.
Amen. Do you call him Jesus?
I do call him Jesus.
Amen.
I like that. Dead things come alive.
That's right.
I was one of those dead things back in the day.
Right. And we have to speak to those dead things. You were talking earlier about, you know, choosing to look at the, well, it's not looking at the bright side, but it is, so to speak.
At the God side.
That's right.
Choosing to look at God's side.
And, you know, I just read a word recently about that. You know, that we can, all day long, we can talk about what the devil's doing, what the enemy's doing, yep. how bad things are. Hmm. But when we talk about what God is doing, you know, the word says that he calls those things that be not as though they were.
Changes the atmosphere.
Exactly. So
man.
Let's get in agreement with God.
Let's do that. And let's call him, make
let's
a donation.
Really? That's right.
That is in agreement with God.
Amen.
As well.
Yes, and you can reach us at 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Matching funds going on right this moment as we speak.
Right now, we actually have a donation we're going to read from Lake Park, Florida, coming in from Rochelle. Rochelle, thank you so very much for that donation by check of $50. That is being added in right now. It's part of the matching funds. And the matching fund is, we started with $25.20. We are right now at $1,870. So we are making progress, and that includes this $50 donation from Rochelle. And that's going to get doubled up. Leaves us $1,870. And we have up until 11 o'clock to get this matched up. So we are going to need to hear from you. If you're able to get to the phones, let us know what God's put on your heart. We are looking for some of those, some of you who are a part of Gideon's Army to call in and say, I'm a part of Gideon's Army. I give a dollar a day, at least a dollar a day. Some give more, may give 50. Maybe you're calling in to say, I'm just letting you know that my donation, automatic donation, is going to continue, going to renew that. And a lot of times we don't hear that. So it's very beneficial to hear from our family. So we can include that in with the numbers as we're raising our budget for the next 6 months. 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And at 9 o'clock, we are kind of planning to go to J. Vernon McGee, so we are looking forward to another program coming right up. Going to go to a song, and then we'll be back. Again, call us 772-221-1100.
I can feel your pain in my side. I can see the tears you can't cry. Oh, 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 oh. I know sometimes you feel alone, like you're praying to a sky of stone. Oh, but you never know how much you mean to me. How forever my love can be. Have you ever been lonely? And I know how you feel. When the nearest tug's a million miles away. When you're looking for sunshine in the middle of the day. Then I know how you feel. It's gonna be okay. Ooh. I know all about your heartache, all the love you tried to fake, without breaking, just breaking down. I've had one or two of those days. No matter what you do or say, nothing's gonna stop the pain, oh. But you never know how much you mean to me, no, no. Until you see me at Calvary. Have you ever been lonely?
Have you ever been lonely?
Oh, then I know
how you feel.
When the nearest tug's a million miles away.
Sun
in the middle of the day, then I know how.
it's gonna be okay. 'Cause I'll never leave you. I'm a constant friend. I know the sun is gonna shine again.
Shine, 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 shine again.
I wanna tell you how the story's gonna end. You're gonna make it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you ever been lonely? And I know how you feel when the nearest tug's a million miles away. When you're looking for sunshine in the middle of the day. And I know how it feels. Have you ever been lonely? Then I know how you feel. When the nearest touch is a million miles away. Million miles away.
You're
looking for the sun in the middle of the day. And I know how you feel, but it's gonna be okay. Oh, oh, it's gonna be. Oh,
oh. Amen. It's gonna be okay.
It's going to be okay because the devil cannot sneak anything by God. God's got us covered. I love it. The Word of God talks about God being a buckler. Mm. The picture is being surrounded. It's having a belt of God's holy protection, power, presence in our life. That's awesome. You know, I was reading in Matthew chapter 13 the other morning, as I was in my devotional time before coming in to work here for the prayer and share. And this passage, it's the passage about the sower that goes out to sow. And calls that sower a farmer. Are you a farmer?
Mm.
Are you a farmer in the kingdom of God?
Mm.
It raises that question, doesn't it? Because it actually is a passage, I believe, that challenges us to not be discouraged if we're serving God and we don't see results everywhere we go. Actually, it's really a word to the farmer that some of the seed he sows is maybe going to look like it's wasted. It's going to look like it just isn't accomplishing anything because some falls on a footpath, and on the footpath it gets walked on. And about the time it's ready to grow, you know, it gets stepped on.